Ar-Razak. The name of Allah, Ar-Razak, occurs in one place in the Noble Quran. Allah the Exalted said,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ.
The name Ar-Razak occurs in the majestic plural in a number of places, among which is the statement of Allah, the Exalted,
قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ.
The name of Ar-Razak occurs in the prophetic sunnah, as will be mentioned in the explanation of the names Al-Kabid and Al-Basit. Therefore, Allah, exalted in His perfection, is Ar-Razzaq. For example, the one who is responsible for the provision of His servants, the one who sustains every soul with the sustenance that it needs for nourishment. Allah the Exalted said,
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ.
Allah the Exalted also said,
وَكَأَيِّن مِّن دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.
The provision of Allah for His servants is of two types. Firstly, a general kind of provision which encompasses the righteous and the wicked, the believer and the disbeliever, the first of them and the last of them. It's the provision for their bodies.
وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ.
Being given a great deal in this world is not a proof for a servant having honor in the sight of Allah, just as having little is not a proof for a servant being despised by Him. Allah said, exalted is He.
فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنِ. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَا ابْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ.
Meaning, not everyone that I have bestowed blessings upon in this world is honorable to me, nor everyone that I have restricted their provision is despised by me. Rather, richness and poverty, abundance and being limited in resources are a test from Allah and an examination, so that grateful can be distinguished from the ungrateful and the patient distinguished from the hasty. The second type, a special provision. This is the provision of the hearts and their nourishment with knowledge and faith, as well as the permissible provision which helps a person to be upright in their religion. This is unique for the believers, each according to their different levels, according to that which His wisdom and mercy necessitates. He, exalted in His perfection, perfects His honoring of them and His favor upon them by entering them on the Day of Judgment into the gardens of pleasure. Allah the Exalted said,
وَمَن يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا قَدْ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ رِزْقًا.